Hello, welcome to the podcast. So I post frequently, and it comes with a lot of people respond sort of not very pleased with me posting this, but this is what I'm posting and I'm standing by it. I post frequently that when you are decluttering, you should only be decluttering your own stuff. So, if you live with other people, if you have a partner, a spouse, or if you have any kids, or even if you live with your parents, you should theoretically not be decluttering their stuff. Now, I realize that there are some situations where it's not the worst thing in the world to declutter someone's stuff, but where this is coming from, where this thinking is coming from, is a sort of that putting value in other people in your families or in your home, who they are, giving them a chance to express themselves. And sometimes that means allowing them to have whatever it is, whatever collection it is that they want, even if it drives you crazy, even if it's spilling out of their bookcases and spilling out of their drawers or what, I don't know. But, stuff is stuff. But it's also the way we express who we are. And if we want to be honored and respected for who we are and our stuff, then we need to do that with other people, especially the people we live with. So I think I actually started this podcast and ended up stopping it this episode because I kind of went on a tangent, but what my tangent was I actually realized that there is one or two times where I do think it's okay to secretly declutter your kids' stuff. Now, I know I just said what I just said, but hear me out. This is the one time I think it's okay. Well, yeah, the one time I think it's okay to maybe declutter your kids' stuff. Although I asked my kid when we were doing this. So kids get like hundreds and hundreds of junk toys. And without any other word, I'm just going to call them junk toys because they are the things that they get in these party bags that, like these rubber balls that they might use three times and then it just sits in the bottom of their storage, toy bin or whatever it is that you keep your toys in. Or they get them from a fast food place and it breaks, or it's just a lot of it ends up at the bottom of a toy bin. And I know people who have so much of it and the kids never, they literally, the kids have so much toys and they never, ever, ever play with these things. And so the parents, when the kids are asleep, kind of go in and maybe get rid of a couple of them. I kind of have mixed feelings, honestly, on it. Like I still, with my own kid, we still went through and decluttered them together. Because I was just like, do you even use this? Like, honestly, do you even love this? Like, is this your favorite toy? And we actually were able to get rid of a lot of it. There was only like one or two that we kept because they were ones that we actually played with. Like they were fun and goofy. Anyway. All right. So back to this whole thing of decluttering other people's stuff. So, and this isn't just about kids. So if you don't have kids, you can still listen to this. So here's the deal. This might piss you off that I'm saying this. If you're someone who's like, oh yeah, totally. I'm the one that declutters and no one in my family declutters and they're terrible and it's horrible and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Here's the thing. Besides the fact that what I said before of honoring their stuff and who they are, if you are going at it and pointing the finger, how much are they going to want to do it? If you are sitting there and saying, look, this is all your stuff, you need to declutter, blah, 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 how much are they going to be motivated to actually do it? Right? We live in a society where right now decluttering is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And there's like all of these different platforms about decluttering. And honestly, and it, I mean, it's been going on for a while, but honestly, there's also a lot of judgment going on. And there's a lot of, everything has to be perfect. And you have to put them in cute little organizers. And I can go on a whole tangent about organizers. Even though I love them, I can go on a tangent on them. I'm not going to do that. But I'm just going to say, like, our society is going into this whole, like, everything needs to be perfect. And you need to declutter everything. And you need to get rid of this many things. And go completely minimalist. And if it doesn't bring you joy, you shouldn't have it. And unless it's completely necessary. And it's very regimented. And it feels very, from my point of view, it feels very like strict and regimented. And there's no fluidity. There's no acceptance. There's no like, okay, well, this is who... Yeah, I don't care about books, but I love, I don't know, I love teacups, and so I've got a collection of teacups. Like, there's no room for that. There, it's a lot. It's very rigid, and there's just no room for. There's room for self-expression, but it feels very like you should be like this. You should have a home like this. You should. And so, if as a person who's decluttering hears that and then comes into their home and sees clutter everywhere, it's hard. It's hard. It's like, why can't everyone else do it the way I've been told to do it, right? Why can't everyone else keep their home? Why can't everyone else in my home, you know, get rid of all their stuff so we can have this perfect home? Well, what about if instead of pointing the finger at everyone else, what if you just focus on your stuff? What if you give yourself grace? What if instead of saying, my home needs to be perfect and we only should have two mugs for every person and every cup needs to be just for one person and we shouldn't have any extra anything and you know, everything needs to be sterile. I know that's a little extreme, but that's kind of how I some of the energy that some of the decluttering programs have. It's like everything needs to be cleared and sterile and perfect and labeled and in this box. And what if instead of all of that energy, what if you came to decluttering with a very like organic, fluid feeling of, I am going to do this. It doesn't have to be perfect. I'm only going to do this for 15 minutes a day. It's going to take a long time. It's going to happen over time, but I'm actually going to enjoy it. And I'm not going to beat myself up if I'm not perfect at it. And while I'm doing this, I'll see what the rest of my family says. I'll see if my partner's interested. If you live with your parents, I'll see if my parents are interested in decluttering. I'll see if my kids are. But right now, I'm just going to focus on what I can focus on, which is me, right? And I'm not going to expect anything from anyone else. I'm just going to do the parts of the house that I can do. And see what happens. And the thing is like when we go at it that way, we open up so much more for our family, for the people that we live with, to then also feel comfortable. And to feel comfortable with the idea of decluttering. It's not, instead of seeing it as this rigid, you know, either you like it or you don't like it. Have you used this in the past year? What about this? You know, like instead of it being like this sort of rigid and angry almost way of looking at your stuff, it's just sort of a more organic and empowering way of like, let's just see, right? Like, okay, you know, your kid says they can't find things all of the time. Okay, well, I've been decluttering. Maybe you need to declutter a little bit and then you'll be able to see, instead of being like, oh, you should declutter, there's kind of like a different energy there. So when we go out and we are decluttering our home and then we point the finger at our family and we're decluttering it in this rigid way, and then we point the finger at our family, it just feels more like we're pointing at our fingers at them and saying, you should be like this. You should do this instead of respecting who they are. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. And I understand if you are someone who absolutely loves picking up items and saying, do I love this? Do I need this? Have I used this in the past 6 months? Do I need, all of those things? And that is the way that you've been able to declutter. By all means, keep on decluttering that way. But I am saying, like, expecting the rest of your family to declutter like that isn't fair to them. And I know you might not want to hear that from me. And if this pisses you off, this pisses you off. You don't have to listen to the podcast anymore. You don't have to follow me on social media. You don't have to be part of anything that I do. That's fine. This is really just for the people that feel like, I don't know, I felt for years that I was being told I had to do decluttering a certain way and I had to have everything be perfect. And I got tired of it. And I got tired of being told all of these shoulds. And that's why the whole process of the way I declutter is much more slow and steady and you don't have to be perfect and just do what you can. And let's try to keep you focused and let's honor who you are and honor who your culture is and what your culture is and honor who your fam where your history and all of that. And instead of this sort of very rigid way of doing it. And if that doesn't interest you, that's fine. I'm not going to be offended. I'm really not. Just find what works for you, right? And if this doesn't work for you, this doesn't work for you. Yeah, so that is what I have to say. I hope this helps you, even if it gets you thinking, and not just about decluttering, about anything really, like, right? Like when we're told by society we have to do things a certain way, and then we feel like we have to do things a certain way. We live in a sort of should thing. And then we kind of put that on our family. And then that causes troubles, even when we aren't comfortable with the shoulds, right? Just sort of a more organic and social worky, empowering way of seeing it, I guess. Anyway, I hope this helps you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I am on Instagram every single day. For sure, send me a message or hop on my website. The links are in the show notes for both of those, I believe. And you can send me an email if you want. Yeah. Also, if you do like my process of decluttering, I do have a 30-day declutter. If you haven't decluttered in a really long time, I feel like I'm saying declutter a lot right now. But if you have not decluttered your home, if you've not ho cleared your home of clutter in a really long time, and you just want to get your foot back in, I have a 30-day decluttering program that is an email every day that I send you, and it walks you through just very basic decluttering, like very basic through your whole home, just to get you to just sort of get your feet wet again or toe wet or whatever that expression is. All right. And that is also in the show notes. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.